This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report, Oligarchy for Dummies. How times change. President Eisenhower, in his farewell, famously warned us of the insidious power of the industrial-military complex. President Biden, in his swan song, warned us about the emergence of oligarchy. Given the dearth of civic education these days, the Washington Post even thought it necessary to run a short course on who and what is an oligarch. Showing some prudent judgment, they refrained from parsing too carefully where the owner of the Post, Jeff Bezos, might fall on that scale. They were careful to distinguish the mega-rich, which stands near the top, with the full-blown oligarch. Being richer than Croesus is important, but does not qualify your average run-of-the-mill billionaire into the oligarchy or earn a footnote in Biden's speech. Trying to influence public policy here and abroad and have the ear of the president or other national leaders will definitely earn you an oligarch's leather jacket. Well, yes, the fact that Bezos pulled the Post's endorsement of Harris might look like he's warming up to enter the oligarch ranks, and likely is part of the crowd covered in Biden's warning, but he's not really first string yet. Now, Elon Musk, that's another story. He's definitely the leader of that pack. Of course, he's absurdly rich and likely a world topper in that category, but he has mastered some tricks that even the Russian oligarchs, who almost single-handedly revived this bad club, never thought appropriate. When Louisiana Senator and former Governor Huey Long was in his heyday locally and nationally, his chief advisor and organizer was Gerald L.K. Smith, who later became famous in his own right on the far religious right. Smith would literally sleep at the foot of Long's bed. Musk has virtually taken up residency at Mar-a-Lago between the election and inauguration, so he could be in Trump's ear and at his beck and call. He's likely trying to put in extra fiber optic cables in the White House's Lincoln bedroom, but this hasn't been independently verified yet. His almost $250 million buy-in on Trump's campaign probably more than covers his rent at both the country club and the White House. Looking at Musk's recent exploits might help define the kind of thing an oligarch does as an independent, unaccountable player swishing their money and weight around the political world. When the House came to a deal on funding the government, he took to his personal megaphone on Twitter X and leveraged Trump into scuttling the deal. Not satisfied with trying to be co-president of the United States, he's weighed in favor of far-right parties in Germany and the United Kingdom. And perhaps the most dangerous exploit, though underreported in the way that oligarchs get away with one outrage after another, he seems to have been the X factor in behind-the-scenes bargaining to release an Italian journalist detained in Iran by facilitating a hostage exchange for a prisoner in Italy who'd bombed a U.S. military installation. All of this without coordination with the U.S. and expressly in opposition to U.S. policy against the prisoner's release. He's also chatty with Putin, reported as a possible purchaser of TikTok, who would be seen favorably by China, where he also has buddies, and at different times both an aid and an obstacle in Ukraine and other countries. This can't end well, because it's already going so badly. Worse, and this is part of Biden's caution, other super-rich, especially the tech team from Silicon Valley, are mimicking the Musk model. They're kissing the ring and licking the boot, traipsing off to Mar-a-Lago, ponying up for the inauguration and trying to get on the dance card and receiving line for the after-parties, other than the ones that are hosting themselves. It's one thing when they're featured on TV shows like Lives of the Rich and Famous, but Biden is right to warn all of America when they try to make the White House their house, and the U.S. government little more than a tool of their whims, wishes, and self-interest. This is Wade Bransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.